let's dive into some back to school do's and don'ts. I know that relaxation day is next week. Next week, I believe, on the, I think it's like on the 13th, which is the same day as back to school, which I think is hilarious, actually. Is it on the 13th? I'm sorry, it's on the 15th, my bad. On the 15th is official relaxation day, and as some of us are going to be tapping into relaxation, a lot of us are going to be preparing for our kids to go back to school, and there are a lot of different things that we can look at doing to help to improve our children's immune system, especially when they're going back to school. So I don't want you guys to just wait, you know, until the end of the month to look into some of these items. Now is the time. Okay. To really be able to prepare the body, it's important to remember that while certain herbs and natural remedies may offer potential benefits for immune support, their effectiveness varies depending upon the child's immune system. It's always a good idea to consult with a pediatrician before introducing any new supplements or herbs into your child's routine, especially if they have any underlying conditions or if they're taking any kind of medication. With that being said, some of my favorite herbs when I was a child we're going to discuss today, and a lot of these herbs I still take today. Some of these herbs you can find in liquid form, you can find them in tea form, you can find them in tincture form, you can find them in cough syrup. I do recommend that you guys consider looking at different alternatives or options, different ways to allow the body to assimilate some of the nutrients. So one of the top selling items that most families are exposed to is going to be echinacea. And echinacea is believed to stimulate the immune system and help to reduce the duration or severity of a cold or cough. However, its effectiveness in children is still pretty debatable, so it's always best to consult your healthcare provider before giving it to your child, especially if you're new to herbs. The next is going to be elderberry, and one of our top-selling products in stores for kids is the elderberry sea moss. Elderberry in general is rich in antioxidants, and it may help to boost your immune system's response. It's often used to help with cold and flu-like symptoms. And for a lot of kids, we have these really delicious elderberry gummy bears formulated for kids. And then we have cough syrup, we have tea, and then we have the sea moss. So lots of different options for you to explore to figure out what might be best. In traditional Chinese medicine, most people in Asian culture will discuss astragalus. And astragalus is going to be an herb that I really like, but it's going to be more of a mature herb because it's not always available in tea form. It's mostly going to be available in pill form or in tincture form, and so it's something to consider, especially if you notice that your child is always getting coughs or colds. Really good. Garlic is really wonderful for the body, as we know it helps to boost the immune boosting properties. I'm trying to get into my cooking bag, you feel me? And so I've been cooking different kinds of recipes and just tapping into growing as an individual and being able to prepare myself for my partner and for our children in the future. And so one of the things that I've started doing more consciously is cooking with fresh garlic. And I absolutely love pasta. It's literally like my guilty pleasure. I literally have pasta like at least 2 or 3 days a week. I know that's probably problematic, but I just really enjoy pasta, at least this time frame in my life. And so what I've been doing lately is when I boil the pasta, I'll add fresh garlic. And you know, in Mediterranean culture, you know, they have garlic and it's like they cook it. I haven't YouTubed it yet how they do it, but I noticed that when I boil the garlic, and if you guys have any tips or tricks, please let your girl know. But I noticed when I boil the garlic with my pasta, it gets so soft that I can just eat it. And I do think that, like, if you have kids and things like that, like when I have kids in the future, that's why I tell y'all we can learn from each other, right? Like, these are things that I'm going to explore and then be able to speak a little bit more heavily on. But right now, I do think that, like, you know, if you have children and they are going back to school, maybe incorporating once a week like pasta night and cooking with fresh garlic. And you can just, you don't have to do it how I do it, where I just like literally throw the whole, not the whole thing, but like the whole clove part into the water and get it soft. You can cut it up before and then throw it in there with the pasta, and then they're going to be eating the pasta with, I mean, sorry, eating the pasta with the garlic. And again, garlic is going to help to activate compounds that help to boost the immune system. And so, like, you know, you don't obviously want to overdo it, but I do think that that's a great way to encourage boosting the immune system without having to introduce a certain type of supplement. You can also start incorporating some fresh ginger. You know, ginger is going to be wonderful for overall health, as well as turmeric is a great antioxidant and helps to fight off infection within the body. So definitely different things to explore to help to boost the immune system and get your family in alignment with a balanced, nutritious diet, making sure that your family gets adequate sleep and it's practicing good hygiene practices is really essential also to maintaining a strong immune system in children in particular, and encouraging your child to eat a variety of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, staying hydrated, not with sodas or just juices, but with water. Maybe water infused with lime or lemon or chlorophyll can be something that we can explore as a community and as a family. Again, you want to always consult a healthcare professional before introducing any new supplements or herbs to your child's routine. But I look forward to hearing about how some of these tips and tricks have been beneficial, or for my moms out there and my new moms, what has been beneficial in your family and household, and maybe you can share some tips with me so I can share with our soul family also. So I send you guys love. I send you guys light. Have a wonderful evening. Until next time, peace.